Federal politics just gained a new party this week when the Animal Alliance Environment Voters Party of Canada became officially registered. The party is the product of two organizations that had campaigned since 1999 to promote environmental and animal protection policies at all levels of government. Tonight we're speaking with AAEV leader Liz White, the only candidate fielded in January's federal election. Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
I understand you created this party to sort of overstep the current legislation that puts a cap on third-party spending during election campaigns. Can you take us through the process since it was introduced a couple years ago?
Yes, in 1999 we decided that we needed to be more involved in electoral politics, that in fact politicians are the gatekeepers to the legislation. And so we had to be involved at the level at which the politicians understood, which was winning votes and losing votes, depending on what their environmental and animal protection record was. We did that for a number of years, but just recently in 2005, the Supreme Court ruled, I guess 2004, 2005, the Supreme Court ruled that at the federal level, very, very serious restrictions would be put on what third parties could spend in each particular riding, which is where you actually need to go to influence the votes that a politician gets or doesn't get, to $3,000. And so we decided that that really made it impossible for us to run any campaign of any degree of seriousness that would affect whether a politician got elected or not. And so when they lowered the requirements for becoming a political party, we decided to move in that direction, knowing that we needed to be involved in politics to change legislation.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about what you actually need to have to be approved to be a party in Canada?
Well, it's actually quite simple. There are a number of steps that one has to take in order to do this. You have to have at least 250 people that say it's okay to be a political party, and those people have to sign a form, send it back to you, and then the federal government has to check to make sure that those people, they mail to all those people and ask just to confirm that those people have said, in fact, that it's okay to start this party, and we certainly met that criteria relatively easily. The second criteria is that you have to run at least one candidate. So that was my running. We intend to run more candidates in the future, but one candidate just to get the party going. And you have to have as one of your commitments as a party to be involved in electoral politics. So that suits us fine. I mean, it's a requirement that we want. We want to be involved in electoral politics. We have as a third party, and now we're going to be involved as a political party.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about the party. What are your big issues this election?
Our argument is that the environment is the overarching issue that really governs everything about what kind of world we live in. The environment dictates whether we can walk to work without getting asthma, whether the water we drink is clean and healthy to do so, and so on and so forth. All of the factors that impact on the environment impact on our health, on the kind of city we live in, the kind of community we live in, the kind of world we live in. And so our push is to say we need to start thinking the environment needs to be the main issue from which everything else flows, how we run our healthcare services, how we run our cities, how we run all of the various aspects that we think about as kind of normal things that we expect to have supplied to us every day, is all governed by the environment. Unless we start changing our ways and start really working to not only reverse to stop the decline in environmental quality, but also to reverse it and repair it, that in fact many of the issues that we're fighting for are going to be utterly and totally impacted by a seriously degraded environment and ecosystem.
Did you make it to the UN conference in Montreal a couple weeks ago?
Nope, we decide not to do that. Those sorts of things. Those are, many of my colleagues go to those discussions. It's our view that, in many respects, they don't really deliver. The Kyoto Agreement is not delivered in Canada. By every measure, Canada is polluting more significantly than they were in the past, even though they've agreed to reduce the amount of pollutants. And so you look at the actual record of the countries, and in fact, some have made progress, but many have not, and certainly Canada has not. So it's our view that we have to hold politicians accountable at the federal level for their failure in that regard, and they're not held accountable at these international gabfests. Where they're held accountable is when they go home to their riding and ask for their job back. And our intention in the long term is to be there to say, no, you can't have it back because you haven't done what needs to be done to protect the environment.
Hmm. So generally speaking, do you find politicians to be the most effective way to make change as far as the environment is concerned?
Well, there are several ways in which change can be affected but really the two main ones are politics and economics and things like boycotts and various activities of those natures sometimes work. The number of boycotts that took place, one run by Greenpeace where old growth forest lumber was boycotted out of Europe, and that was a fairly successful campaign. We've been involved in a boycott of Canadian seafood in the United States to stop the seal hunt. That's beginning to have some traction and starting to become an effective campaign. And the other is the politics, the gatekeepers of the legislation. They're the people who have the ability to change public policy that will ultimately protect the environment and begin to stop the decline in deteriorated environments and ecosystems and repair them and return them to a more healthy status.
Any comments on how our current environment minister has been doing?
Well, I think it's fairly obvious. I mean, what you find in politics is it's not what you say, it's how you vote. It's not what you claim you've done, it's what your record actually demonstrates. It's the measure. It's the body count, if you're talking about the seal hunt, for example. There has to be measurable, improved changes at the end of the day. And by every measure, the United Nations Environment folks, the World Wildlife Fund, and a number of other independent bodies, by every measure, Canada's environment is in a deteriorating state, and we have not improved. There have been some progress in some areas, but largely overall, that's not the case. And so, I think the record is that he hasn't done his job. You know, when you have a government which has, and when you look at all the leaders of the various parties, where they talk about our three issues are health care, social services, and the environment, as though they were all equal, that's the problem. That's what we're dealing with. And the problem is that the environment, if you look at when governments finally take office, the top-level cabinet posts are finance and health and education. The environment is considered to be a lightweight cabinet post and is treated as such. And so the kind of changes that need to take place within our government structure so that the environment becomes paramount to all the other issues is a significant thing to do, but there's no indication that any of the political parties are moving in that direction.
Hmm. Now, you're the only candidate running, and you're running in Toronto Centre.
Yeah.
How have you done outreach across the country? How are you being received out
well,
west and out
east? At this point, we haven't done outreach across the country because we are 3 days being fully registered party. And so there are certain criteria that we were required to meet before we could become a registered party. Our intention is to take out radio and television ads nationally, and to begin to talk about these issues. But really, we're at the very, very beginning stages of this political party, and we need to take some time once the election is over to begin to shape it and build it, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You know, it takes some time to structure these kinds of things. Preston Manning, for example, built the Reform Party in 10 years, but it was an uphill battle for those 10 years. I don't think we're going to ever be in a position, nor is it our intention, to necessarily become a national party, to, you know, develop a huge infrastructure and to run candidates in every riding. Our desire is to be involved in the electoral process in a way that begins to demonstrate that the environment, that there is a constituency out there who will vote based on their concerns about the environment, and that those votes are going to be taken away from parties who don't have those interests, and that in fact, at the end of the day, that we demonstrate that, so that we begin to move the major parties to taking the environment more seriously, and then seeing a definite change in public policy.
Well, we wish you good luck in your campaign. Thanks for talking with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.